Okay, welcome back. Well, welcome to the first episode of Bonnets and Convos with Jayway
and Away.
So y'all, first we want to introduce ourselves. My name is Jayway and I am 22 years old and I'm from Mississippi.
Well, I'm going to introduce myself also. I am Away and I'm 24 and I'm also from Mississippi.
So y'all, reason why we did this podcast, we wanted to do something different with our lives. You know, we're not 20, so, you know, we just want to do something different and have fun. So
Right, and talk to the people.
Right, we want to hear from y'all. This is our first episode, so I really hope that y'all will enjoy it, and we're going to get into it. So the topic of today is
toxic job environments.
Mm-hmm. You want to go first?
Girl, when I tell you, I've been working since I was about 15 and with so many different jobs. And I'm telling you, it's a different experience with every job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not the job that's hard, it's the employees.
Correct.
It's the coworkers. That makes a difference in the job. Like, if you at the job and the coworkers are doing their job and, you know, not acting petty and all of that, and you're like a family there, oh, that's a, you know, a great environment to be in. But if you had a job and, you know, they just want to act petty and do what they want to and not do their job, you know, you're going to hate your job. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's correct. I'm agreeing with the same thing. Because, like, literally, I'm going to get ready to leave a job now.
We both worked there, and I left before her.
Yeah, it's just a kind of weird situation. But, you know,
it's not weird. It's toxic.
Yeah, very toxic environment. Healthcare, okay, this is what I'm going to say. Anybody that wants to join healthcare, do not do it. It's not for the weak.
If you are a strong-minded person and you can take criticism and from the employees and the patients.
Right.
Especially dementia and Alzheimer's patients. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been in healthcare for about 2 or 3 years. I mean, I can't say that I hated it. I loved it.
Right.
But there will be days, it's just like, when is enough enough?
Exactly. And like, for like our situation, you know,
don't get paid enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Do not. Even if you're certified or uncertified, don't get paid enough. You know, and the place where we were,
no, you don't get paid enough.
It's favoritism.
You can't. Yeah, oh God,
it was favoritism,
yes.
And you know, people getting what they want, certain people getting what they want, and you know, just very toxic, especially when you work
your butt off.
I believe all shifts at any place are messing with your sleep, like literally, and you know, working third shift, I'm telling you,
it's not for the weak.
It is not for the weak. You got to be strong, a strong person to work 12-hour shifts at nighttime. And when I tell y'all my mental health, like, ever since I joined healthcare, my mental health has went down tremendously. Like, I mean, in any other job that I have ever done, excuse me, any other job I've ever done, it's just, it has been very mentally draining, and I'm finally after a year, and I didn't want to just up and leave because I didn't want to give them that 2 weeks notice, but you know, when you're so wanting to not want it to go on your record, you know what I'm saying, for like right. Bouncing from job to job, and you know, just you wanted some, I want something that will go down, okay, I stayed there long enough. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the next job I get won't criticize me or not right. hire me because
right.
I didn't put my notice in at the other job and just quit. So, yeah, I mean, I had to leave for my pocket's sake, my health, and don't stay nowhere.
If you're not happy, it's not worth it.
Exactly, because at the end of the day, these people that own these businesses don't care. Some do, some don't. But they don't care. You know what I'm saying? You're just a warm body. And that's sad that you
they'll replace you in a second.
Right. Correct.
I mean, the hardest part about me leaving that job was leaving my patients. Residents.
Yep. The patients.
Because you get with a bond mm-hmm. with all of them.
Right.
This special bond. Because you see them every single day
mm-hmm.
when you work. You take care of them. You know, you're right. basically part of their life. They mm-hmm. will love you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then it's just with the toxic environment and, like, your mental health going down. I mean, you can't take care of them when you're not, you know, okay. You know, right. and so when I left, it took me a while to get over because, you know, I didn't want to leave them. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to leave those patients, you know, and I miss them every single day. There's not a day that I go without not think of them.
You're right. But y'all, don't stay in the work environment and it's toxic. If you're not getting paid enough, baby, leave. If you can, leave. It'll be the best thing for you because I'm telling you, my health has been impacted by working there. My sleep pattern has been so crazy. Like, I already know when I stop working there, my sleep pattern is going to go haywire because it's not used to being
up during the day
on a normal schedule.
Yeah.
It's a hard pill to swallow, but I know, you know, it's time to go. You know, no, I don't want to be in that environment anymore. It's just gossip city. You have grown people.
You have no business there. Like, right. No privacy there.
No privacy.
What I meant to say because everybody knows your business.
You have grown women, and I'm 22 years old. Like, you have grown women that's older than me gossiping about
being other immature.
Women. Like, that's crazy. I don't understand it. How are you able to go with your daily life knowing that you, every time you come to work, it's a gossip fest? I don't get that.
Like, everybody knows your business. Everybody.
And then they talk about you, like,
behind your back. And they will even talk about you while you're there.
Right.
I mean, they'll go up in a little room and just be.
Uh-huh. And, like, that's not what bosses do. First of all, management. Management don't do that. Okay? If you know how to manage a business. And I don't have a business, but I know damn well that right there ain't supposed to occur. But anyway,
because if you have a problem with a coworker, you go talk to the manager or the boss,
right.
and they'll sit you down in a little room, and mm-hmm. it won't go from there.
Right?
Oh no, you do that, it'll be all over the building. By the time you walk out the door, it's
crazy, y'all. But yeah, leave these toxic jobs. Just leave them, man.
Yeah, it's not worth it. And this day and time, you could do your own business.
Mm-hmm.
Do like we do a podcast right. or something, you know, that you'll be happy with and still make money.
Right. Try to do y'all own business. Make y'all own business. Because I ain't going to lie. I'm not racist, okay? I'm not finna be racist on here. I got two Caucasian in-laws. I'm not finna be racist. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, I'm tired of working for these white people. Let me get my own damn business. Dang, like, I just want my own. Yes, I'm going to have to pay taxes to the IRS and all that, but I want my own business where that money come to my pocket. So, get out here and try something new, y'all. Explore different options. Get in a different a field of work.
Do something that will make you happy.
Yeah, do something that...
because life is short. You right. know,
it's really short to be being in an environment that you're not happy in, man. Go do what you want to do.
Yeah, don't spend your whole life working and
killing yourself, staying away from family and all that.
Right. Do what makes you happy. Live your life. Don't be, I'm not going to say, like, tied down a job and make you lose your life, you know, with your wife, girlfriend, kids, like family in general. Go take vacation. Go somewhere. Live a little.
Right.
But, you know, it's kind of hard now with everything going up.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it's crazy, you know. We get in life and we just work ourselves to death. It's not worth it, man. You got people that's literally sitting behind computers and barely even got to do something. Like, don't even got to work that long and they're making big money. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And what I want to say is, like, money is not everything, but it can change your lifestyle.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying go buy an expensive car or go do this, do that, but, like, versus, you know, being, you know, from a place where you didn't have anything to now you're able to get it, you know, right. that's a different, like, just experience.
I mean, take my story, for example. I worked since I was 15 years old, and at 23, 24, I had to lose my job due to health reasons.
Right.
So, I am not working right now. But, you know, it's hard. Mm-hmm. Very hard. I hate staying at home. I'm a homebody to an extent.
Right.
But when you're stuck at home, it sucks. But it gave me a chance to spend more time with family, with my nieces and nephews.
Right.
I get to spend more time with my boyfriend and get to work on myself, get to myself again, because I have lost myself working so much and I forgot how to live life.
Right. But y'all, I ain't gonna lie. That was just the talk of game, you know, just to get y'all to you know, like right now, if you had a job that you don't like, write that 2 weeks notice or walk the hell out. That's all I'm gonna say.
Like, my mom, she works at a jailhouse, and I'm telling you, she will come home stressed every day. Her hair is just all the way gray now. Like, worked there since I was 1 year old, and I'm 24 years old. So, 23 years.
She's been there for a while.
Yeah, and we're hoping she gets to retire in June. Because, baby, it's not worth it.
No,
it's not. And my mom never misses a day of work. The only time she misses a day of work, if she's taking
emergency or taking off.
Yeah, emergencies or vacation. And we don't take those a lot. So,
yeah, it's time for them to live a life.
Yes.
And enjoy it.
Yes. So.
But yeah, it don't matter what age you are right now. Like, what age, it don't matter if you 18, 20, 30, 40, 50. Stay the hell with that job and find something else. Because now I'm finna, you know, do a little business of my own. And I'm excited about it because it's a new venture, something different. I really think I would like it, but I'm gonna present it one day on the podcast, and I hope people like it. But yeah, let's get into these business owner entrepreneurs type of lives,
right?
And do something else, man.
And I mean, like, if that plan don't work, do another plan,
right?
You know,
right?
Find your plan that's gonna work and let you live your life and still make money.
Mm-hmm. And where you're not killing yourself.
No.
So. But yeah. We're going to wrap it up, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. We will have more episodes.
I hope y'all stay with us.
Right.
We could become family.
Right. And whatever y'all want us to talk about. Anybody want to come on the podcast and talk about? That's fine. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that.
Our email account is in the description and on our profile. but I will say it here. It's awayjway2000@gmail.com. Email us, ask us questions, or, you know, if you want to come on the podcast, just tell us and we'll make out a day, you know?
Right. We'll get it together. But thank y'all so much. And I hope that this helps somebody decide or helps somebody, you know, help somebody with their daily lives, what's going on. And we out of here.